you'll notice a lot of similarities between the lip trill and the tongue trill and the shake. On both of the exercises, we started with the top note, and then in the lip trill, we lipped it down, let it fall down by relaxing the embouchure. We're doing basically the same thing, but instead of using the embouchure, we're using the right hand. We're pushing the horn away from the embouchure. In both cases, the lip trill and the shake, the embouchure remains solid in between the two notes, and the tongue, or in this case the hand, activates a change. You notice if you have your embouchure set between these two notes, it takes very little pressure and very little release of pressure to make the notes go back and forth. While you're doing this exercise, there'll be a tendency to want to change the embouchure, but you have to remain the same, right in the middle as if that D were playable with 2 and 3. Keep it in the center and let the horn work. There's two things to concentrate on: the center of the two pitches, and then the light pressure into the lip and release of pressure away from the lip. Once you have the pitch correct and you have the pressure correct, moving the horn back and forth is just an extension of the same thing we did with the vibrato. Moving the horn back and forth is effortless and requires very little energy to make the two notes come out. Lock the embouchure in between the two notes and let the horn's motion in and out cause the notes to go up and down. If you have the pitch correct, you can move your horn back and forth as fast or as slow as you want. There's really no conflict with playing the notes with a good sound. Notice we've changed from the lower note going up to a higher note. This is more characteristic of a shake that you'll run into in your jazz music. And we're starting to get into the real stuff now. As you're playing these, make sure you concentrate on the embouchure. The embouchure of the lips should not be moving, should not be adjusting. All the pitch change should be caused from the hand. the width that you make these shakes really depends on how much you want to increase the pressure and also raise your pitch just a slight bit. And again, make sure you don't change your embouchure. Keep it right in between the two notes that you're trying for, the top and the bottom note. Don't change the lip. That takes care of some of the useful ranges on this. And next series, we'll show you the ease and flexibility you can gain just by moving the horn. That does it. Practice it, and again, go out and be a star.